Here's a question I was asked not long ago. How impactful are your pep rallies? And if everyone present was surveyed immediately after one, would they agree that this was time well spent? Interesting one here, folks. I'm really interested in diving into this one with you guys, and here's why. Most rallies are for the purposes of hyping up students and the morale at school. In the spring, and at the recording of this show, we find ourselves in testing season for all those in 3rd, 5th, 8th, and 11th grade. On the East Coast, I know it's Regents prep time for most of the exams that come up in June, and each state has their own SBAC or PARC or Regents or whatever the private sector sold us on due to parental pressure for the ability of outsiders to understand the effectiveness of a school, albeit irrelevant or in no way, shape, or form accurate. But let's just continue, right? That's a different episode. We all have to test. And before we do so, do you rally? And is yours worth the hype? Let's take a look at some interesting ways schools are rallying around the world. And let's see if we put on rallies at your site, if this would help you in any way at all. To all my listeners out there, my name is Joe Clausi, and I'm your traveling principal, bringing you the 12th episode of this fourth season. This show is intended to be synonymous to the feeling you get when you go from an SUV that gets 16 miles to the gallon to an SUV that gets 40. Ah, what a relief. Okay, so I got an email not long ago, and someone asked the following question. Mr. C, if you were to poll an audience after a school pep rally and asked if they agreed that the time spent during the rally was time well spent, what do you think the overwhelming responses would be? So this is loaded, right? Of course, some will say it was great. Of course, some will say it sucked and was a waste. Most will give opinions and have had nothing to do with it at all, but their complaints shared around the workroom. Yet, did it make an impact nonetheless? Here's what I mean. A school gets into testing season. We didn't do the best last year, all things considered, and let's not forget the major ones. But that means we need to start improving. If you listened to my shows, you'd have known this last season as I prompted everyone to begin to figure out how to repair instead of waiting for things to implode. However, we decide to hold a rally. The rally includes the school band, the cheer team, the dance performance, a few teachers speaking out about what the test is and when, and then we all cheer to the mascot as they come out and pump us up to a Drake song. The lights go on, and everyone goes back to class. The following week, we take the test. The question is, did that rally do anything at all? Do they really work? Here's a weird one, but totally true. A school in an area that will remain anonymous would pump up their student body by screaming out the average range score they wanted to be in post this test, and self-proclaiming to be the smartest and best school out of the seven others around, therefore. It was like cultish due to like the repeated screaming, chanting, you know. It was really, really hype though in there, and the kids left actually believing they were better than everyone else around. I feel like it was missing some sort of sacrifice, and it was weird, but at the same time, I did see those results. Now, this seemed to have had an impact on some, right? Obviously. But those scores haven't changed much over the years since, and I know they don't hold rallies like that anymore, at least for the not for the last like 10 years. Here's some interesting ways I've heard of rallies being put on at sites. In case you are having one or want to have one or need to improve your existing plan. Leaving nowhere out, and in the spirit of this podcast, I went and looked internationally, and in Australia, It's popular to host staff or student games during rallies, as this is always a crowd pleaser. But think of the relationship building between the staff and between the students. It builds camaraderie, builds friendship, and it gets people in the spirit of competition. And so I like that. I've seen that, right? We usually save those for the end of the year, and now I'm kind of wondering why, you know? Schools in India are notorious for hosting rallies that often feature cultural dances and music, reflecting the country's rich traditions. These events serve as both the celebration of sport and an exhibition of local heritage, making them deeply engaging for the students. Now, this is fun in a country where the people living there actually have a history that is celebrated with its rich cultural past. I can see how that would work. So, that's cool. In the U.S., some schools are leveraging digital tools to enhance rally experiences. This includes live streaming events to involve remote students or using social media to engage students in interactive challenges during these rallies. And I don't mind that. I think that that's kind of creative. In fact, I've actually held a virtual awards night. Twitch streamed it out to hundreds watching. People were able to speak, give speeches. We were pranked as the class let out dozens of llamas, I believe they were, or sheep or something. During a ceremony that we were hosting in a Minecraft world that we built, I am not lying, it was a senior prank and I actually loved it. It was one of my favorite ones. I remember the only thing that didn't go well was the chat, monitoring the chat when some people just wrote whatever. It was pretty wild. You know, kids though, too many rallies I thought at the time. Some schools are incorporating activities like obstacle courses, lip sync battles, foam noodle entrances to engage a broad spectrum of students. These activities not only entertain, but also foster this sense of community and participation among students in front of a large crowd, right? And we're all cheered on during this competition. Everyone votes, everyone cheers. This is pretty cool stuff, and it goes back to like the 80s, and therefore some sort of long forgotten ritual. Let's bring it back. You know, that spirit of school competition in some sort of way. I think that's really cool. An article posted in 2022 from Student Pocket Guide shared an idea which included inviting alumni to participate in or lead pep rallies as a strategy used to bridge the past and the present student communities, therefore enriching school spirit and this connection, right? And so think about that for a second. If your eighth graders from last year come back as ninth graders and spoke to your students, I mean, what would that do? If a sixth grader came back from a middle school and spoke to fifth graders, college kid came back, spoke to seniors and 11th graders, is this more inspiring than anything a teacher can tell them, even if it's the same message? You know the answer. So try it, right? Here's what you could also do. Aha, so you know how I like my lists. Number one, set a goal. Show the school where you are now and where you want to go next. Lay out your path to get there. Have this be clear. Why are you rallying and how is it relevant to your students listening? It's just like a class. It's just another lesson plan, right? Utilize this as engaging, student-centered, and hands-on as it could possibly be, but relevant to the kid nonetheless. Number two, review your avenues for support. How are you offering tutoring? What does extra help look like? When is additional transportation? What teachers are involved? How often do you repeat this message to your school community, to your students, right? It's one thing to say, this is where we are and this is where we're going to be. It's another to say, this is how I'm going to help you get there, right? A lot of times, that's what these rallies are missing. So think about that. This is a great opportunity to get a message across. And if it includes information such as relevance and support, what better message can you send to these kids? Number three, create daily messages on social media or on the dang loudspeaker. I mean, send a Blue Sky X Insta email and LinkedIn it to the school community. I don't care, man. But it's as simple as Did you know that looking over your notes for 15 minutes a night is all that is needed to get an A in your class, for example, spoken to the student body after the pledge in the morning on the PA? Number four, speaking of that, include your parents and families. Go to your PTA or your PA, you know, your parent association meetings, and make sure families are aware and therefore can support this at home, right? Work together there. You can't just do it at the school. And five, celebrate regardless, man, afterwards. Celebrate the unity of efforts. Celebrate the jobs well done. Celebrate your ideas for next year's revisions and pay your people who deserve it, because there's no better way to celebrate, in my book anyway. Right? Celebrate that, man. It's such a good opportunity for like school community building. You just set a goal. You just worked towards something, regardless of what it is. You worked together. I've seen schools create themes for their pep rallies, and I dig it. I've seen schools bring in singers and bands and dancers, and I dig it. All of this is great. But if you are not proposing why you are rallying up and the importance to the students and the staff is not clear and therefore not relevant, you can get Drake himself, and it won't change those scores, you guys. Folks, I have a few more cool episodes of the season coming up that you're not going to want to miss. Please hit me up if you have any questions you'd like me to riff about on this show. If you want to come on this show altogether, let's do it. I'm open. I'm ready. And I could put it out live. So my name is Joe Colossi. Thank you so much for listening. I'm signing off saying to you, celebrate and pep your kids up. Sure. This is all good community school building. I mean, come on, man. What could be bad about that? But making it relevant and having it be an ideal opportunity with the entire school population in front of you to share a specific message of relevance, of purpose. If you have these kids taking these state assessments and you're trying to say, this is where I want the school to be, great. But if you're also saying the results of this will impact you like this, scoring in this range will allow this, scoring here will give you this, these are your classes that you'll have to take next year due to that. Now you're showing a student, oh, wait a minute, that school score average for the school doesn't give the school more money? Or wait a minute, when do they get more money? What is money even relative to those scores at all? What are those scores about, me, or are those scores about the school? Because it is a combination of both, right? And I guess we'll save that for another episode. But realize that and make it relevant.